right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from Maker's Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, find them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought is woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we've got to put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this
place, man.
Go look.
He's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where are the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because the guy reads comics he can't...
I'll fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse.
Well, thanks.
Woo.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
How are you?
What's up?
You're always so enthusiastic to start off the show. It's refreshing each and every week.
You ever see a goat smile? Exactly.
What's going on?
Wow.
I am smiling.
I think it could get worse. How are you guys doing?
I'm enthusiastic about today's events.
I'm very excited.
What is now you're doing Christian Bale as scapegoat?
No, you can understand what I'm saying. So clearly I'm not doing Christian Bale.
Oh, my bad.
Where is he?
Well, this is episode 320.
Woohoo! 320. You know what that means, man? 320.
It means nothing.
It means absolutely nothing.
Of Big Hips Geek Stuff. Of course, I am OG.
Oh, right. We have to do that.
That's right.
I am Big Kev.
I'm Scapegoat.
He's Lackluster.
Ow.
Go, wake up.
Isn't that employee number nine's nickname, Lackluster?
He's employee nine.
I'm sorry. Employee number nine does not formally exist as far as I'm concerned.
Fair enough.
He's not recognized by OG not recognized at this time.
That's right. I don't recognize our employees until they actually do work.
Right now, he's potentially employee number nine.
Got it.
Apparently he's
candidate number nine.
Yeah, he's waiting for his
exactly,
he's waiting for his second interview, I think, is what's going on right
he's
now.
He's in between.
Yeah.
He's resume number nine.
There you go. No, resume like 40,000.
Yeah, totally.
Mm. Yep.
So stuff and happened since last week.
The end.
Most notably, well, we'll start off tonight. We could talk about the Oscars a little bit, right?
Yeah, let's talk about the most important thing that happened at the Oscars.
Which was?
I tweeted the Oscars live.
That's right.
That is true.
You did tweet the Oscars.
Big hashtag follow through.
That's right. Hashtag follow through.
Coincidentally, the name of this episode.
That's right.
Big Kev tweet stuff.
That's right. Big Kev did tweet stuff.
So I noticed that. Through your tweets, not only are you an avid movie fan, but clearly you strongly dislike Samsung. It came through very clearly.
The caliber of the commercials is what I'm talking
I'm
about.
I'm just pointing out.
I thought I made a very philosophical tweet there.
Just an observation.
I think, honestly, my biggest problem with Samsung, or really product placement, is when they try to get like Ellen to pretend that she uses Samsung. But you know, you saw, right? Backstage, she's using her iPhone.
But did you?
But they did this before. They did a famous Spanish football, soccer, whatever player. Tweeted how much he loved his Samsung Galaxy S4 from his iPhone.
But
they're
just bad at it. Did you hear what happened with the Ellen thing? Samsung actually paid, who had the Oscars? ABC? NBC?
ABC.
Samsung paid ABC, not directly Ellen. So Ellen kind of did that at request of the producers of the show, but it wasn't actually her product. You know, it wasn't her actual phone. So does that make sense?
It does, but that's not what I was saying.
I know.
What I was saying is the fundamental philosophies is what I was commenting on. The philosophy of, hey, look what our phone can do versus, hey, look what you can do. That's kind of where I was at there.
Okay. You lost me, but that's deep. I'm going to go in a whole other area.
Why not the tweet? I mean, if someone can pull up the tweet, you can... scapegoat pull up the tweet and read what I actually said.
Samsung's patent violations are awesome. Samsung and other wannabe Apple ads tell you what they can do while Apple ads tell you what you can and should do. Hashtag your verse.
What it can do and Apple ads tell you what you can do. Right? So they're all talking about...
That's what you meant. Okay. Yeah, that's not what it... Okay.
That's not what it says.
No. What does it say?
Samsung and other wannabe Apple ads tell you what they can do while Apple ads
what
tell you
they what can do
while Apple ads tell you what you can and should do.
What you can. I should have stressed the they and the you, I guess, like capitalizing.
Got it.
Either way, the Oscars were a okay event.
Meh.
I guess. I mean, I liked Ellen as the host. I thought she did a pretty good job.
Weren't a lot of big surprises.
The biggest surprise of the night was Don Travada butchering Idina Menzel's name.
Don Travada.
Yeah, it's his name, right?
Don Travada.
Don Travada, isn't that what I thought.
Is it a surprise? I guess it was.
You know, I've heard that audio clip like 75 billion times at this point. For those of you who didn't watch the Oscars and live under a rock, John Travolta was introducing Idina Menzel to sing the song from Frozen, Let It Go, as the final song nominee, I think. And he butchered her name. He called her Adele Nazim or Hazim or whatever the hell it was. But he had so much conviction leading up to the name. He's like, this star who's wickedly good.
Wickedly.
and then wickedly
talented.
Just his brain just ceased to exist.
Get it? Wicked. Get it what I did there?
Be cool, man.
Because Adele Nazim was in Wicked.
I don't think there was any huge shock. Gravity didn't win, but won almost everything else, right, for picture.
It won every technical thing, which I agree with. It was a great tech demo.
Yes.
Sure.
And Alfonso Cuarón.
Alfonso Cuarón.
Pacific Rim, not nominated for any of the...
Good choice.
No, because it's nothing new.
Why would Pacific Rim get nominated?
Yeah, why would it get nominated?
I don't know.
Speaking of which,
for visual effects, nothing.
But based on what?
Did you see the trailer for the Pacific Rim 2? I'm sorry, Transformers 4.
I did see the trailer for Transformers 4. I still say
Godzilla.
I still say that. Hold on. Are we moving into trailers now? Because
that's right. We yes.
Not yet.
I've done this.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby.
Seriously? Well, I would much rather listen to that than you sing.
Well, hey, I said I would.
So thank you.
For some reason, I'm hungry and I need a snack. I don't know what it is.
I want dancing candy.
Yeah.
Transformers 4, okay.
Yeah, I saw it at
Toy Fair. It's not Grimlock. It's a dragon. It's not a dinosaur.
I saw Toy Fair. Yep. I saw that trailer at Toy Fair. And,
right.
You know, of course, the Transformer heads are like falling over themselves that the Dinobots are in it.
Yeah.
So
look, I'll see it. I've seen the other three. I actually liked the other three. I'm one of the few. I understand. I'm not excited about it because the Dinobots are in it. I'm just excited about it because I happen to like the Transformers and they entertain me on a very popcorny level.
Are you going to be okay with the transition between Shia LaBeouf and Marky Mark?
Yeah, it's probably one of the best things about the film.
I don't think there is a transition, right? They're just starting a brand new story.
But it's a continuation.
Yeah.
It's not a reboot.
Not really.
No, it's not a reboot.
Yeah, but it's not a continuation.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah.
Right, but it's not like, you know.
It's not a direct continuation. Shia LaBeouf. But
he's not in it.
But right. Transformers.
I understand. The first three happened.
Yes.
No,
the first
I get
three
that.
Happened.
I
yes.
get that. But yeah, I'm yeah. saying it's a new character as a new story
yes.
starting.
Yes, even
not
the
like,
Transformers.
It's not like where they wrote Megan Fox off and didn't really explain it.
Right,
they
right,
were just
right.
like, oh, she was a bitch. And it's yeah, like the end of the.
This is slightly different.
Even the Transformers can't stand Shia LaBeouf. So they went out and found new friend, Marky Mark.
That's right.
And the Funky Bunch.
What else did what other big trailers is there? There was the Cap TV spot.
My God, yeah. Better even than the last trailer.
Keeps on looking better.
Holy crap!
Falcon looking pretty badass.
I'm not watching any more of that
because you're afraid trailers. You're gonna see the entire thing.
Correct.
It's a spy movie. You're
no
not gonna
more,
get it all
no,
from the trailer.
No more trailers. No more 5 minute preview in an elevator scenes. Anything like that. I'm gonna go. I'm gonna see it. I'm just gonna be surprised in IMAX. Of what they offer me.
That's right.
Unlike Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, we're going to...
Which apparently is back. No one cares.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Not only is it back, but the episode was not very good. However...
I didn't watch it.
However,
spoil
next
it?
Week...
About to spoil it? Nope, no spoilers. Okay.
Next week? Well, I didn't spoil it.
Yeah,
next week is Jamie Alexander, right?
Next week yeah. is Sif.
Right.
Okay.
And also Lorelei.
And what
another Asgardian who we haven't
what's
seen.
What's that new... they're teasing the second half of the season. The Uprising or
Uprising.
Something like that? Yeah. They're
it's
saying
probably
it's,
Deathlock.
They're saying it's the S.H.I.E.L.D. show that everybody has finally wanted.
Yeah, it's one with heroes in it.
Yeah, so.
Sif being the first.
Right.
Is what I'm guessing. Better lead to Chris Evans in the season finale.
Did you hear about Scarlett Johansson and her filming for Avengers 2?
What?
It's being fast-tracked because she's 5 months pregnant. So they're going to film like all of her shots
really?
Fairly soon. So that it
she's
doesn't,
already it's, 5 months pregnant
correct.
And they're going to film this? Hey, here's an idea, guys.
Wait
4 months and then film her all her shit. Who the fuck? Who knocked up Scarlett Johansson?
I think it's 5 months. Maybe I'm wrong.
Who knocked up Scarlett Johansson?
She's got a boyfriend.
Who is it?
Some dude. I forget his name.
It's not Ryan Reynolds.
It is not Ryan Reynolds. I think it's 5 months. I believe it's 5 months. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Wow. Because I only heard that she was pregnant like a week ago.
I only heard about it earlier this week. So
I don't know who the lucky guy is who knocked her up.
But other trailers... there is that Arrow season, the end of season two, or the rest of season two, 3 minute TV spot that teases quite a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's exciting.
Deathstroke, Suicide Squad.
Minus
else?
Harley Quinn.
What else is, what else? Oh, the Huntress returns.
You are correct. She is 5 months pregnant.
5 months. Yeah. Okay.
Wow. Crazy. Who's
and
the daddy?
And a couple of other things. So.
Who is the daddy and what does he do? Do we need to put show on hold while you find out who Scarlett Johansson's baby daddy
Romaine
is?
Romain Doriak.
I have no idea who that
what?
Is.
What?
He's...
Is that one of the Russian guys in the Avengers movie?
He's a French journalist.
Oh, there
French, Russian, whatever.
Let's talk about what is probably the most exciting trailer this week, which is not even for a movie. Batman Arkham Knight.
Yes.
Looks amazing. So this is the fourth Arkham game.
Yes.
What's significant, though, is this
but,
is the return of Rocksteady.
Right. It's the third Rocksteady game.
That's right. Rocksteady coming back after Origin. Right? It was Origin? Was that what was the last one?
Arkham Origins.
Yes.
Arkham Origins. Right. So this is the return of that. The trailer looks amazing. Looks pretty significant. We're going to get, you'll get to actually use the Batmobile.
Screenshots look awesome too.
In this game. Arkham Knight, not only the title of the game, but the title of the brand new created villain for the game. Jeff Johns, along with some other people, worked on creating the villain for the game.
Ooh, because Batman doesn't have enough villains to choose from.
No, I think, I don't
know. They've used them all.
I'm kind of okay.
Really?
And listen.
Did I miss the Court of the Owls part of the game?
Or that's too new.
No, but
bullshit.
But what I was going to say is the last time Batman created a new villain in some form, it was the Court of the Owls, and it was that. So I'm okay with him creating a new villain as long as he's
yeah.
good. The
I mean, they should have went with Condiment King first, obviously.
Of course.
Oh my God, course. Right? The conceptual Condiment King.
But it looks
possibly
cool.
One of my favorite episodes from
animated series.
The animated yeah. series was the one with the condiment. Do you know they brought him Scapegoat? Do you know they brought him into the comics after
yeah.
that? He was wretchedly awful in the comics and way different.
Yeah.
Which I think was a shame because I loved him in the animated series.
What a goofy character. Reminds
me,
goofy.
Reminds me, like, fun, goofy villain reminds me of the Mad Bomber, What Bombs at Midnight from The Tick was also one of my favorite stupid villain characters.
But my favorite thing about Arkham Knight, the Batmobile design looks awesome.
Right. It
looks like a cool version of the Tumbler kind
Absolutely.
Of, right? But I think the best thing is that it's only for current gen, which I used to call next gen, but it's
that's
now current gen.
Current gen.
Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
And PC.
So that's really exciting because it looks badass. Screenshots have come out. A Game Informer article, which I was just in the just started reading.
Did you see the shot of Arkham Knight, of the character?
No.
There's a shot of him somewhere.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
You can't really see much of it. But,
how long do we have to wait for this release?
October, I think.
October, so
plenty of time.
All I have to say, if this is really Rocksteady's last Arkham game, which I think I read it is
their send-off. Yep.
Rocksteady should just make an animated movie because the cinematics
brilliant. Yeah, but that may not be Rocksteady. That's probably Blur.
Whomever is doing the cinematics for the film.
Does that mean another company will take over the license?
Maybe it'll go back to DC. Maybe they'll just end the franchise.
Well, Warner Brothers still owns it.
Who did Origin?
Origin was Warner Brothers in-house. Montreal or something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. It was their in-house studio. So maybe they'll get it back. I don't know. I don't know when Rocksteady came back
and
to this one.
And also exciting news, guess who's going to be voicing Batman?
Oh, yes. I heard Kevin Conroy.
Oh, he's wow. Back. Thank God.
Tara Strong is back as Harley Quinn.
Yep.
So good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So good stuff.
I'm excited.
I'm excited.
I want the
too.
Game to come out. It's a far away away though, but we have other stuff coming up much sooner in
Titanfall?
The video game world. Titanfall.
Even sooner.
5 days, Titanfall, right? So really exciting. The Xbox One update just came out and I installed it and I noticed nothing so far. But it looks great.
I've heard most of the updates are like not significant.
Not visible.
It's pretty significant when you're playing with friends, so you can finally party and chat.
Right,
and it's not specific to the game. You can invite people. You're going to be able to stream to Twitch, which apparently is a thing people do. I don't get it.
What is Twitch?
Twitch is a really big streaming service where people stream their gameplay.
Oh, okay.
And it was something that Microsoft promised when they announced the Xbox One.
Roy Jenkins.
Nothing happened. Now it's coming out. Right. There's going to be a new. It's built in now. Twitch is releasing an update of their app March 11th to coincide with Titanfall because they assume Titanfall everyone's going to want to stream their gameplay.
Right.
They're probably right.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm excited for Titanfall to come out. That's exciting. You got Infamous coming out too. A week after that, Dark Souls 2 for the people who like really impossible games also coming out next week.
Speaking of Dark Souls, I know where you're going. Just give me one sec.
Yep.
Dark Souls. Was it Fox that somehow linked the Craigslist killer to Dark Souls? That I see
what?
Some sort of
did Fox link?
Yeah, it was in the Fox broadcast like yesterday or today, and I saw a quick like it was a tweet that went by, and I didn't get to read the full thing, and I got distracted.
That seems ridiculous.
But I bet if you Google it,
I bet
I'm not that far off. I'm just saying.
I believe that Fox said something dumb like that. Yes, I believe that.
Of course, what you want to bring up is something that's already here.
Yeah, South Park, the stick of truth.
The stick of truth.
Fox News analyst links Craigslist killer to Dark Souls.
Thank you. See, I'm not entirely crazy.
No,
stupid,
Fox
but I'm not
is.
Crazy. Yeah.
Stick of truth.
Yes, I've heard nothing but good things about
After
it.
After many delays. See, I heard opposite. So
no,
what I hear is that if you're a big fan of the series, you're going to love it because it's like a 9-hour episode.
Right.
But the flip side of that is most people are saying it's an RPG and it's only 9 hours.
Right, right.
So there's that aspect of it. I also heard the 360 version. The Xbox 360 version has a lot of bugs.
Okay.
And a lot of problems, which I guess are going to be patched sooner than later.
Right.
But that's the stuff that I've heard.
Are there plans for downloadable content to expand
I imagine there is, but I mean, I guess with all the trouble they've had getting this thing out the door,
right?
I imagine that consideration would be secondary.
I was going to say, really, we should be grateful we're getting 9 hours considering all the issues they've had.
Exactly.
But I've heard a lot of people say it's fun. I haven't seen anybody say it's too short, although, you know, you could argue 9 hours is not worth $60.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know what kind of expansive play there is outside of the, you know what I mean? How much time you can.
Right, and there's a regular edition and a collector's edition.
What's the collector's edition come
collector's
with?
Collector's edition comes with some in-game content. I think some other, like, powers and things that you can get.
Right, right.
But there's also a 10-inch Cartman Wizard
Jesus.
From Kid Robot.
Right.
Which is just a six inch version.
Which is just a two up of the 3-inch version.
Yeah, the 3-inch version. Yeah. But I mean, it looks really cool. It's actually called the Grand Wizard Edition.
Oh no.
Which I thought was pretty funny. Jesus. And in addition, for the first time ever, they've mapped the entire town of South Park, and it comes with the map.
Oh, that's cool.
So you can actually use the map during gameplay. And
that's cool.
I can't remember what I was. I think it was an interview with Matt and Trey when they were talking about making the game, and it was the first time they had to map it out.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about, like, hey, they know that this house is next to that house, but they're like, which way do you turn when you leave Kyle's house to get there? And they're like, these are things we never fucking thought about in, like, 15 years. We had to think them through. It was really fun.
We've never had to think about that.
Yeah.
But the fold-out map, it's to me, that's like, that harkens back to, like, very retro RPG gaming, like, well, Zelda, you know, like pullout from Nintendo Power.
It's cool, kinda, though, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm not knocking it. I think it's great.
The other thing that that I've heard as far as information about the game goes is that Trey Parker is clearly not a fan of video games, because they do a lot of making fun of video games within the video game, which is kind of something that they specialize at, if you've ever seen the South Park movie.
That's because they are a fan of video games.
I was just going to say, is it the other way around?
No, it's because they are a fan of video games that they make fun of them.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. I kind of remember there were a lot of behind-the-scenes interview stuff, you know, when this game was coming out 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That I was watching, that I think was one of them is a really big one of them. I think one of them doesn't like games, and one is a big gamer.
I think it's Matt Stone.
This is though we're going to talk out of our ass section of the podcast,
right? Right. That's every segment.
I think Trey is not the fan. I think Matt is, and I think they put a lot of jokes in about video games and video game players, I guess, as a balance, if you will.
Gotcha.
But yeah, that was one of the things that I read that I thought was really funny. I'm really looking forward to playing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
As soon as I get it. I haven't decided whether to get the Grand Wizard Edition.
Right, right.
Yet or not. I'm trying to decide that.
The Flash.
Dun, dun, dun,
we have our first teaser image.
Flash!
Different Flash.
Ah!
That's Flash Gordon. This is the Flash.
You don't know that they're not going to use that, maybe like a modified version of that song for the theme?
We definitely know that.
I'm pretty positive that they're not going to use it.
Yeah, yes, we are. Yeah.
No, you don't.
So we have our first teaser image of Grant Gustin in the Flash costume.
Is he Barry Allen?
He is Barry Allen. He's a young Barry Allen. And, well, it's definitely a departure from what we've seen on Arrow.
Yeah. Because it's actually a costume.
Yes, right. It looks like an actual,
Not that it's bad.
Is it going to pack into
good.
A ring? Are they going to be able to do that?
No.
I actually think it looks pretty cool. I'm okay with what the bit that they've shown so far.
It doesn't look so velour-y, like made of velour, like the John Wesley Shipp one
it does not.
Did.
It looks a bit more form-fitting.
It does, yes.
And it's the same costume designer that's working on Arrow.
Yes.
And she's done a good job with... I think she's done a good job with pretty much everybody on the show thus far. Actually, my only complaint on Arrow, costume-wise, is I'm not a huge fan of the new Deathstroke mask.
Yeah, I said that.
Yeah, it looks too much like a hockey mask and not like...
No, it looks like a helmet
and
not a mask.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. But so we have our first teaser image. Of course, hopefully we'll get to see the pilot later this year.
If you look really quickly at it, he kind of looks like Cap.
A little bit.
It's got chin strap, I think, is what it is.
Well, he's got a full chin piece.
And the way that
that's what it is, I think.
The piece comes down like that also.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's cool. I like it.
Yeah, no, totally.
I'm down with it.
It looks, and I mean, that specific, I mean, obviously it's a promo image, so it's well lit in Photoshop.
Sure.
Looks pretty big budget. You know, it looks pretty presentable.
It looks presentable. It's a good way to put it. I like that. Mm. All right, and last but not least, before we take our first break, unless you guys have something else. Do you have something else?
Oh, boy.
Not off the top of my
head. Fox has cast... two more people in Gotham. They're Bruce Wayne and they're Selina Kyle.
Oh.
For the upcoming show.
Who's Selina Kyle?
Catwoman.
No. Who's the actress playing Selina Kyle?
Cameron Bikondova.
Ah, of course. Cameron Beacon.
Bikondova.
And how old is she?
She is 15 years old.
She's 15.
On the show.
Oh, okay.
And the young man playing Bruce Wayne is 13.
Well, I will immediately stop Googling who Selina Kyle is being played by.
Yes, the young man
playing... You mean you removed the word topless from the search?
No, I never had that in the search in the first place.
David Mazouz is playing young Bruce Wayne.
Of course. Who the fuck is?
He was in Touch. The kid in Touch.
Oh, he was the son in Touch?
Yeah, he was the son.
Oh, he was actually okay.
Yeah. So he's going to be playing young Bruce Wayne. I just find it interesting that Bruce Wayne is 2 years younger than Selina Kyle.
That's neither here nor
yeah,
there.
But those are the actors.
Yeah,
right?
But he looks. I think he looks younger than 13. To be quite honest with you.
But they may be starting younger than that.
Yes, I know, but she looks closer to.
Oh, that's
15,
that's what's unclear. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
So she looks closer to her actual age. He looks younger than his actual age. So if they play
that's
it
how
as
boys
younger,
and girls work, sir.
Yes, I understand that. But I guess I never pictured Selina Kyle as being younger than Bruce Wayne or being older than Bruce Wayne. I always pictured it the other way around.
I always pictured them relatively the same age.
Yeah.
Okay.
I never thought
relatively.
About it doesn't.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, plus or minus 2 or 3 or 4 years.
Oh, well, you're in the range.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
So
margin of error is
there
achieved.
So
there.
Margin of error is achieved. The spread is covered. That's not going to get us in trouble, is it?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's just leave it there.
Yep.
And let us take our first break with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 320, hashtag follow through.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out.
Hey, this is Robert Hedges from Welcome Back, Kotter.
This is Lauren Hoogland Jacobs from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Hey, this is Ron Palillo from Welcome Back, Kotter, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Right on, y'all.
But those dreams have remained, and they've turned around.
Hey, it's E-Rock from the Opie and Anthony Show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and you're listening to Coke Logic's Super Game Stuff. I don't know what that is.
Ahoy, ahoy, welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. After numerous delays and near cancellations, South Park The Stick of Truth has finally been released on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC. Unfortunately, there's no next-gen version, but not that the game needs any more horsepower. The Stick of Truth looks indistinguishable from the TV show and plays a lot like Paper Mario. And above all, it's hilarious. Written and voiced by Matt Stone and Trey Parker. The Stick of Truth is one of the most fun games I've played, even if I don't have the timing down yet, to perfectly block the enemy's attack. Go play it, go buy it, whatever you can to experience South Park The Stick of Truth. Rocksteady, the proper developers of Batman Arkham series, have announced Batman Arkham Knight. This is a continuation from the Arkham City story, and not the Golden Age Batman that Rocksteady was rumored to be working on. From the CG trailer, they show Harley Quinn, the Penguin, Two-Face, and the Riddler. If you've played Arkham City, you'll know who's missing. And if you've played Arkham City, you'll know how who's missing could possibly return. If Arkham Origins felt like one game too many, it was. But Arkham Knight should be a bigger, different experience, since it has enough space to include the Batmobile. And the game should be a graphical improvement, since Arkham Knight will not be on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3, but next-gen systems like PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. And we even have a release date of October 14th. Speaking of Batman, Arkham Origins Black Gate, that game that was released on 3DS and PlayStation Vita, is getting an HD facelift and being released on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC on April 1st. So it's there if you're interested. Not sure if I'll be picking this one up. Kinda feels whatevs. If you're not ready for Titanfall, get the fuck ready for Titanfall. Because it's coming out next week on March 11th. My birthday, by the way. But only on Xbox One and PC. Microsoft has strategically delayed the release of the Xbox 360 version until March 25th. Which ironically will be the best-selling version thanks to the 360's gigantic install base. And the game is not coming to PlayStation. If you already bought an Xbox One with the very specific reason of buying Titanfall, fuck you. Because Microsoft is releasing a $500 Xbox One Titanfall bundle, where you essentially get the game for free. A solid fisting to you early adopters who now have to shell out $60 as your late-come friends reap the rewards of their laziness. Titanfall is released on Xbox One and PC, March 11th, my birthday. Also released on March 11th, my birthday, Dark Souls 2, the sequel to one of my favorite games of all time ever. I've played countless hours of the original Dark Souls, even beating the game using only a bow and arrow. It was one of the highlights of my life. And now, Dark Souls 2, Get ready to go beyond death on March 11th, my birthday. And finally, a very quick game of Play It or Don't Play It. Castlevania Lords of Shadow, don't play it. And Thief, don't play it. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 320, hashtag follow through.
Uh-huh.
Indeed.
Of course, don't forget, we have a lovely, fantastic, and wonderful sponsor, Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. I actually visited the store.
Not so cold anymore.
Not as cold anymore. I visited the store last week, and I can confirm that they do, in fact, still have Olipops.
I told you.
In the store at this particular time.
I told you.
So don't forget to check out SuburbanVinyl.com for a plethora of goodness, art toys, art, t-shirts, just a bunch of good stuff. There's a coupon code, of course, if you shop online, and that is
Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your order.
That right. That's right. And
I let Scapegoat do that one because I'm more excited about the if you go live and mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
You get
free lollipop.
Free lollipop.
And we let him say that, so if they're wrong,
that's right.
They're not wrong. Under the bus. OG just confirmed that they have. Did you mention?
As if I was there.
Did you make a purchase?
I did, in fact, make a purchase.
Did you mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
I did.
Did you get a lollipop?
I did.
Bam.
So fair enough. There you go.
Hashtag follow through.
There you go.
Thank you. So, hashtag follow through.
Of course.
You rock that Octothorpe.
Of course. Suburban Vinyl. Is Octothorpe, is that the hashtag? Is
yeah.
That what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I just wanted to make sure. I had to look it up after your little Twitter back and forth last week, and I wasn't sure. I'm not as
punctuation literate
as the two of you, I guess. But of course, Suburban Vinyl, you could still get their exclusive, their green exclusive Sucklord figures.
Suckles.
And in addition, they have the new Dunny Mardi Vale series in stock now this week as well.
Just in time for Mardi Gras, which was yesterday.
Right. We will be talking about those a little bit later on in tonight's program. But yes, please check out SuburbanVinyl.com. Check them out. Check out the store if you happen to be in Waldwick, New Jersey. And I think that's it. I think we can probably move forward with some... maybe some comic book stuff.
Ooh.
Oh.
I only have one thing, and it's not pertaining to actually any books that came out this week. It's more news related. So why don't you go first?
Well, I just wanted to say a couple issues to check out that I'm checking out this week. Captain America number 18. No number one appearing on this issue of any type.
Okay.
Except that there's a 1 in 18, and I'm surprised Marvel hadn't found a way to like exploit the fact that there's a 1 in it. It's actually the Iron Nail storyline part 2. Again, too bad because they could have did it as number 1. So check that out. A lot of great stuff happening with Captain America leading up to the movie. Of course, this is the way Marvel does things. And then they will forget all about Captain America again for a while. And maybe it'll be good again like it was before the current storyline. Also, Batman Detective Comics number 29. John Layman, Aaron Lopresti, and Art Thiebert giving us this one. Lots of villains, lots of stuff going on. Definitely a book you should be checking out if you're a Batman fan.
There you go.
Your news, Og?
Yes, Scotty Young, coming this July.
Oh, yeah, this is great news, actually.
Is launching, writing and illustrating a Rocket Raccoon ongoing series.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to read that.
Oh, shit.
He says that I think it's going to have a connection to that nostalgic feeling for Looney Tunes, the old animated flavor where everything wasn't squeaky clean. Daffy Duck would get his bill blasted off with a double barrel shotgun. He says, and then he goes on to say something about, well, Rocket may look like the perfect character to pin on an all ages audience. Scotty Young and Marvel are skewing the stories closer to the Guardians of the Galaxy audience. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a bit...
So is it going to be super racist also?
Or? Yes. I think it's going to be...
I say, boy. Sorry.
Hey, boy. That boy's more mixed up than a feather in a whirlwind.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be a bit funny, a bit silly. A bit whimsical because that's Scotty Young's style.
Yes, certainly.
And who doesn't want to see more Rocket Raccoon?
True. And more Scotty Young. I mean,
of course.
What is Scotty Young doing? The alternate covers on every single Marvel title every month.
And I think
and
another,
the Wizard of Oz.
I think there was another Oz book that came out this week too.
Was that this week?
It was
the Emerald
this week.
Land.
Yes.
Of Oz? I actually have it right here.
Yeah.
I thought it was a couple of weeks ago, and Retailer X had gotten it late. But yeah, I definitely picked it up.
Yeah. No, I believe that it was this week as well. So So look, Scotty Young. We love Scotty. We've never had Scotty on the show, have we?
We never have, no.
I wonder if he's going to be at that special Comic-Con in
Many,
July.
Aborted attempts to
That'd be
meet
good,
Scotty yeah. Young, I think.
I wonder if he's going to be at that. Are we going to be at that? We hope.
Here.
We hope we'll be at that.
The Emerald City of Oz, if this is the current one. L. Frank Baum, Eric Schanauer, and Scotty Young giving
L. Frank
us...
Baum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
L. Frank Baum.
Cool.
I said that first.
Gotcha.
L. Frank Baum, Eric Schanauer, and Scotty Young. That's what I said.
Yeah.
I believe he's correcting you, though.
No, I'm not correcting you at all.
You didn't
I'm,
hear me say it.
I'm saying that he clearly is not the current writer.
No.
No, it's Schanauer is doing the adaptation.
Okay.
It's not L. Frank Baum, is it? Isn't it?
It is.
It's L. Frank Baum.
L. Frank. Not
I just
Al
think it,
Frank.
It's L. Frank Baum. I just think it's funny we're mentioning it as if like they're, you know, it's a current writer of the show.
Right.
What does the L stand for? Is it like Louise?
Is it something like
lunatic. Name? Have you ever read any of that stuff? Lunatic.
Continuing the Eisner Award-winning adaptation. It's what?
Lyman.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. I'd have changed it to L also. Lyman. So this collects Emerald City of Oz 1 through 5. Nice hardcover edition. Going to run you $28. Not bad for, what, 5 issues of a book? Put together. Looks nice on your library. A bit oversized, like all these are. And, definitely check it out. I really thought that was not this week, or I would have mentioned it when I was talking about comics.
No worries. It's all good.
What the hell is that?
Well, why don't you do yours first, and then we'll do mine.
Because you're setting yours
up. Because I'm setting mine up.
I'm, like, breaking down
so
the comics
weird.
Section of the show here to get at it. All right. So, this week, what is probably the 400th or 500th Batman black or white statue came out. Based on the art of Gary Frank. And it's sculpted by friend of the show, Jean St. Jean. Jean St. Jean.
I like Jean.
Jean St. Jean.
Jean St. Jean.
Jean St. Jean.
Jean St. Jean.
Well, Jean. However you pronounce it, the sculpting is excellent. It's kind of a placid design as far as Gary Frank goes. But I think so many of them lately have been... some of them have been, I felt, a little over the top. So it's nice to have sort of a more standard look at the character rather one that's in a super ridiculous action pose.
Right.
I go back and forth because, like, sometimes some of those poses are great, but sometimes I like one that just simply represents the character.
Just iconic.
Yeah, just iconic.
Like, the Jacques one is fantastic.
Exactly.
But the Mignola one is very...
Mignola one is great.
Yeah.
Newest little gray matter for you, OG. The newest stunning addition to the long-running Batman black and white line. This statue is based on designs from the original graphic novel Batman Earth One by Geoff Johns and fan favorite artist Gary Frank. So that's what he is. So he's Earth One Batman.
I was gonna say that he looked a little
Earth One Thomas Wayne?
No. Mm-hmm.
No.
Is that Earth Two?
No, I don't think Thomas Wayne is ever
Wayne
actually
is
Batman.
Not Batman.
Yes, he is.
No.
I thought Thomas Wayne
maybe
becomes
he was.
Batman in a version.
No, you might be right. You might be right.
In Earth, I don't think it's Earth 1, though. Well, in any case, if it's Earth 2, you will get your wish, scapegoat, because designed by Nicola Scott, the Earth 2 Batman is on its way. As well as designed by Bruce Timm, the animated Harley Quinn.
Yes. See, I might actually want that.
I know.
Only because it's Bruce Timm.
I know.
But then, you know. Have they done a Bruce Timm Batman?
They have not done a Bruce Timm Batman.
See, now that pisses me off.
But maybe that'll come as a result of this.
Yeah, maybe that should come second in the Batman line.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I agree.
Fucking retards.
Hey, listen, we had this argument how many years ago when they started doing villains?
And I still think they're dumb. Oh, I said the R word. John C. McGinley would be very upset at me.
What's the R word? Think?
I'm not going to say it again.
I don't want to offend anybody.
Oh, oh yeah. You know what? We really
maroons,
should...
fucking maroons.
Yeah, cause fucking ain't gonna offend anybody. The R word,
not like the R word.
You know what? You know what? Christopher Titus.
Yes.
Recently did a special, whatever his latest special is. If you can get a hold of it.
Oh, it's part of Flashpoint.
Oh, it is.
Thomas Wayne.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah, he does kind of look weird. What was I going to say?
Oh, Christopher Titus.
Christopher Titus has a special. It's like Love is Evil. Maybe that might be the current one. Whatever the current special is, I just watched it recently.
Right.
He does a half hour on the R word that will make you think completely differently about
not using it.
About using it or not using it.
John C. McGinley's piece in the Huffington Post today actually was very good.
Uh-huh.
It just, you know, sometimes you still use it.
Just saying.
Was it retarded?
No, it was...
That's the word.
That's the word. I'm sorry, guys.
All right. What I have here is something, of course, that we teased a moment ago. This is the...
give me one of
this
the
boxes. This is the Kid Robot Dunny. This is the Hyper Series, I guess they call these ones. These are like the specialty series.
Like the one... So they're doing like an annual and then like a one-off.
They do one or two one-offs. Offs. And then they do two the off. Big one. Yeah.
All
yeah, because last year was the Huck G line and the one that was before the Huck G,
the apocalypse.
The yeah, one, the one yeah, them,
right?
Yeah. So this is the Marty Vale series. It features art by Andrew Bell and Scribe. It's only two artists contributing to this series.
Uh-huh.
And the designs are
certainly interesting.
Okay. I'm not honestly
well, they're clearly Mardi Gras themed.
Yep. There's really only two designs that I really, really like. One of them I was fortunate enough to actually get,
which is
the Harley Quinn one.
Oh, yeah, that one's nice.
Not Harley Quinn, the DC character.
No.
Harley Quinn, the jester.
It's just a Harley Quinn.
Right.
Not Harley Quinn.
And I like the bone guy.
Oh, yeah, I saw the bone guy.
Yeah.
But you didn't get him.
I did not get him. No, instead I got the one that is supposed to be on stilts.
On stilts. You got one of the... There's two on stilts, sir.
Yeah, it's they're just two different color variations.
Is that what it is? Oh yeah, I see that. Yeah,
I'm not in love with that one. It's okay.
I like it.
Cute.
It's different.
It's different. I mean, I like the gimmick, I guess.
Yeah.
But
you gotta like the gimmick.
I don't think this is one of their stronger lines, to be quite honest with you. And I actually like Andrew Bell a lot. I mean, I like his artwork. I like most of his other dunnies that he's put out. I like a lot of his other vinyl toys that he puts out. Scribe, I have a couple of Scribe pieces in my personal, in my Dunny collection and some other stuff. So I like his stuff too, but just, I don't know. This line isn't grabbing me like some of the other ones.
But you know, it's kind of that, it's kind of like some people would say, oh, the apocalypse versions
sure.
aren't really grabbing me, but this is more like, you know, based on Mardi Gras, so people who are fans of that aesthetic,
sure,
I guess, are really going to appreciate it.
If you were a fan of Dunnies and you're a fan of Mardi Gras and that whole hoopla, then, you know, all
go for you.
Go for you. To me, it's just not me. Again, I'm glad I got the Harley Quinn piece. I'll probably seek out the Bone Guy just because, I like that design. But overall, yeah,
meh.
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 So I think that's it. That's all I have for products.
All I have for products.
Do you have any products?
No.
Oh, Scapegoat, you got to bring a product to the table.
Just productivity. I'll bring a product. Yeah, I'll bring a product.
You don't have to. I'm just asking.
No.
I just want to make sure that you're included.
No, I appreciate that.
No.
I appreciate that.
You got to force him to bring a product.
I don't force anybody to do anything.
Let's go. Bring a product. Bring something to the table. Goat.
While this is all going on, of course, you can hear that lovely wrap-up music.
Oh, my stars. Can you hear that now?
Love the wrap-up music.
Amazing.
It means, you know, it's that time.
Uh-huh.
It's that time of the night. Turn on the black light.
Yeah, is it?
Let the Dungeons and the Dragons begin.
This summer.
Don't forget, of course, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. We have a handful of our episodes available for you to download.
Are there three or four still there?
Older episodes available upon request.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we'll send them to you.
Yeah, we'll send them to you. I mean, if you have a strong desire and really want to hear them, we can send them to them.
Are we actually going to solve that problem?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I thought unlimited data meant unlimited.
We all did.
That's funny that you think that. I think that's cute.
Because we all did. But no.
That's one of the problems we're solving.
Right? That's right. That's right. Of course, there is that lovely and fantastic GVM line.
425-920-6050.
In case you would like to call and leave us a message on the show.
That comment.
Lovely. We would love
snide remark
to hear that. And perhaps you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Indeed.
Any contests we have going on?
Actually, I was going to bring up the contest. We are re-relaunching.
Hey, you're not allowed to say that anymore, remember? We just talked about using that word.
No, no.
R word.
No. Re-relaunch is okay.
Well, again, you said it again.
That's like a down-low version.
That's even worse.
The R word.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Is the R word offensive? What if I say... The ding fries are done, guy. Is that offensive? Like, where is the...
The ding fries.
Where...
Rock and roll McDonald's. Like, is that exactly. One allowed?
If I say something like, I sort glass, where is the...
What, I sort glass?
Where... What am I allowed to say and not say before I upset somebody? I want to know.
I want to understand why you're insulting the glass sorting industry. Yeah.
Do you not remember that?
Are you anti-business?
Please tell me you remember that commercial.
Yeah, not the point.
Oh, okay. Because clearly the glass sorting industry is handled perhaps by people who maybe can't hold more complicated jobs.
They're also greeters at Walmart? Is that what you're trying to imply?
I have
no,
a lot.
Because who wants a big drooly hug?
I was going to say.
I'm just... I didn't say the R word. I think I should be safe.
I think
I'll
it's
give you a line, and that will end this conversation.
Okay.
I got my lightsaber.
Exactly.
The end.
Exactly. Special edition. So, so we do have a contest.
Well, that
boy, I hope our contest sponsor has a good sense of humor. We do have a contest that we are bringing back because it kind of got lost to the super cold, blizzardy winter of 2013-14.
Yes.
So we're going to say 2 weeks from today. Today, of course, being the 5th. So that would be the 19th.
If you check out the sexy Dorothy on your...
That's right. My J. Scott Campbell...
J. Scott Campbell calendar.
That's right. So you have until Wednesday, March 19th, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to enter this contest. It's going to be a Twitter contest.
Indeed.
And we are giving away...
Ooh, I can enter now.
No members.
You
of the
cannot
show
excluded.
Enter. We are giving away one of our New York Comic Con exclusive Crystal for Kidding Industries Sumo Troopers.
Oh, right.
These are blind bagged items, so you'll just get one randomly from the pile of ones that happen to be left. I'll put up the rules and what you have to do on the episode post.
Dorothy's thighs are a little thickish.
Oh, you don't like thick thighs?
No, I mean like disproportionately.
I think Dorothy is fine.
I'm just saying.
Yes, I will post the rules and how you can enter on the website. Of course, you know, if you don't want to wait for the contest and perhaps you just want a Sumo Trooper or some of our other exclusives that are still available, you can go over to our store envy site. Of course, if you click on the Big Kev's Geek Stuff page and click on the store link, it'll bring you right over there. We do have some things for sale. So
indeed.
Check all that stuff out.
Right off the horseman and just store stuff.
I don't want to do that. Store stuff sounds like we're like opening up a public storage unit.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that.
Storestuff.biggevsgeekstuff.com.
That's so hard to get to.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
Do we have anything else that we want to mention?
Storestuff.bkgs.
Before we wrap up this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
No?
Oh, yes. I will be attending the New Jersey Collectors Convention.
This weekend, yes.
I believe it's Sunday.
And where is that?
It's in southern New Jersey.
Somewhere.
It's right near Monster Mania.
I will post a link, which
I believe I will also be attending.
I will post a link.
I will run over and make some appearances at Monster Mania. But I'm very excited. The last time I went to the New Jersey Collectors Convention, not only did I have a good time, but I did actually find a bunch of things that I was looking for, so...
That's good.
I'm really excited about checking that one out.
We can say, too, that April 5th, coming up quick now, a month away,
is
Geek Flea 7.
Oh, and then afterwards, you can watch Game of Thrones.
That's right.
You know what else you should be watching?
What?
Hannibal.
Did it start?
It started last week.
I saw it this morning.
Very excited.
So
let's
this
keep
is
going.
So this is what I'm. This is what
I
I'm,
said once a show. That's all.
No.
Just a light mention.
But I'm giving you an assignment now.
Okay.
Hashtag follow through.
Ooh, okay.
I want A that Hannibal.
Tag, don't hold your breath.
I want a Hannibal.
Yeah, for real.
I want a Hannibal Tweeview each week after the episode. 140 characters are left. Less. Sum it up for
you
us.
You want a Hannibal Tweeview? As long as we get the Walking Dead Tweeviews.
That's fine.
I will do a Hannibal Tweeview.
I want to see some activities on those Twitter accounts, boys.
Is that a deal? Will you make that deal?
Did I say what mine was already this week?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, it was Daryl thinks moonshine tastes better than peach schnapps.
There you go.
So are you in? You in?
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
I'll be checking up on
and
you.
And the first one who cracks, what happens then?
The first person that cracks has to actually do an episode of Big Kev Eats Stuff.
now hold on.
Why is that a threat? Why is that a punishment?
Now, hold on. Because I want to set some more ground rules here. Hold on.
Okay.
Now,
we can enter a contest, apparently.
Do you both watch those shows on the night that they air, or do you watch them several days later?
I should say, okay, so...
Because I want to set a parameter for when the two of you has to go out.
I watch Walking Dead the night it airs.
Okay, and you watch Hannibal how many days later?
A week to 10.
Several.
I will say, well, let's give the same deadline by Sunday night.
By Sunday night.
Yeah.
Okay, so by Sunday night, two reviews from both of you.
Yes.
Walking Dead and Hannibal. Yep. There you go. Huzzah. We'll get some activity on those accounts. Maybe get you a couple followers.
Hey.
That'd be nice.
I have almost 500 followers.
Woo, look
how
at
many,
you.
How many do you have, Scapegoat?
Not that many.
Not quite that many.
Not many.
But you know, if we start doing two reviews,
you never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You know?
It's true.
Just saying.
It's a tweeview in a dream, Kev.
It's a tweeview. It's a tweeview in a dream.
Tweeviews.
That's amazing.
All right, guys.
Wasn't that the first assignment that... Well, never mind.
I think with that, Kev.
Yes, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close, and we will end it the way we end all episodes, by saying... Good night, Adele Azim, wherever you are.
And on that note... We cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on. Over rock and under tree.